so humble and so mean. Oh, smell the pungent odor of nitroglycerine. And while busy making fuses and filling cans with nail, the little Slavic children set up this mournful wail.
Well, it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Oh, well, the last one, it was thrown by Brother Tom. Oh, poor mother's aim is bad, and the cops say all know dad. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Sister Jenny, she came back and stood by her mother's side. Her little eyes were shining with a sort of girlish pride. She said, oh, tell me, mother, don't you think that I did well?
Well, yes, you did, and bless you, child, you blew them all to pieces.
Well, it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Oh, well, the last one, it was thrown by Brother Tom. Oh, poor mother's aim is bad, and the cops say all know dad. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Well, it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Oh, well, the last one, it was thrown by Brother Tom. Oh, poor mother's aim is bad, and the cops say all know dad. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb.
Hello and welcome in to another episode of Syrup Moose Radio, an award-winning anti-fascist program coming to you from 93.9 FM CICK, Smithers Community Radio. This show is recorded and broadcast on the unceded traditional territory of the Gitxsan and Wet'suwet'en peoples. We are also sponsored by the Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition. You can find the great works that they are doing on Facebook. You can also hear this show on 90.1 FM CJSF in Burnaby, 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo, untidyradio.com, 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, and 88.7 FM CFUR in Prince George. You can stay up on what is happening with the show and everything else that I get up to over on www.themarsh.ca. You can also send me music or stories or thoughts and feelings to syrupmoosrecords@gmail.com. FAFO 1312. Skeleton Makes Beat by Download History here on Syrup Moose Radio. Welcome, folks. Welcome. We have some things to discuss. I want to say first and foremost, though, that you should absolutely go and pick up the new Download History album. Downloadhistoryproductions.bandcamp.com. Their album is self-titled. That song was on it. And it's great. And I think if you follow me on social media, you know that I had a show down in Terrace last night with Download History and another local ambient artist called Emergence, who, if you get a chance to see live, do yourself a favor. And I want to make sure to shout out both of those artists and give them as many flowers as I possibly can, and to put as many eyes on Download History's album as I can, because what was supposed to be a celebration last night release the new album for them and everything like that was cut wildly short by the venue staff. I'll say now, I'm not going to get into any stuff that I heard. I'm only going to talk about things that I saw. But you know, suffice it to say, I had been booked to do an hour long set. There was some rising tension with staff throughout the evening. And in the end, at the end of the night, I ended up playing a 20-minute set, as well as Download History playing a very truncated set as well. Before the venue shutting everything down at 11, and being abusive and belligerent to staff or to patrons and to the performers. Like I said, I'm only going to get into what I saw. I saw staff who I'm pretty sure were staff that were fully intoxicated, and if not intoxicated, completely belligerent. I watched a staff member tell a patron to get the F out and put hands on them and drag them out of the venue. And at the end, when we explained that the show had been cut short by the venue, the staff there came up shouting that we were bashing the Legion, which was not the case, and told the organizer and performer to F off multiple times, while also shouting at everybody to get the F out. It was really disappointing and unprofessional. And I can say with certainty that I won't be playing another show at the Terrace Legion. I won't be attending shows at the Terrace Legion. That is a bridge burnt as far as I'm concerned. And it's really a shame. Like, the performances that we did get to see were great. People had very kind things to say about the few minutes that I was able to give them. I spent the initial 2 hours fully mesmerized by Emergence. The patrons, the folks who came out in support, were enthusiastic and kind, and there was really not any disturbance or drama that I saw caused by an attendee. All the escalation and unfortunate behavior came from staff, and that sucks. That's really unfortunate, and you know, like I said, it's a bridge burnt to me at this point. And you know, I don't necessarily recommend them to you if you're planning a tour, which is too bad, right? Like, venues are a limited resource out here, and to have that be the behavior and conduct really really sucks. So my sincere thanks to Download History and Emergence and to everybody who showed up. My apologies to everybody who showed up that things went the way they did. Thank you for the kindness. Thank you to everybody who picked up an issue of Skulk. The first issue of Skulk is now available. Thank you to everybody who just was so kind and on board. And hopefully we can make up what happened there and do another show sometime soon. My next show is in Smithers with Funner at the Bulkley Valley Brewery, and I'm very excited about that. I will do the set that I had planned last night then. So, yeah, it was kind of a bummer night, honestly. But again, not the fault of any attendee or performer. It was all on the staff, and it sucks. And maybe, who knows, maybe some folks woke up today with a hangover feeling a bit foolish, but you know, it's too late now. So I am going to play now a remix that I did, a special remix that I made for that show in Terrace. This is a remix that I did of Dumbest Girl Alive by 100 Gex, and I'm going to follow it immediately with a remix that I wanted to play of a Grum Trencher song by a good friend of mine, Void Scan. So those are both going to play right now. And then we're going to come back and chat some more about an award. This is now a 2-time national award-winning radio show. We'll talk more about that when we come back. First off, though, here's that remix.
Dumbest girl alive. I'm the 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 dumbest girl alive. You back, I'm the dumbest girl alive. We'll be right back.
wanna pout. Is there something in your eye? Can you show me how?
Can you show me how to
cry?
Thank you.
All right, that was the remix from Void Scan of the Grum Trencher song Home in a Dead Tree. Thank you so much, Void Scan. That's the first piece of mine that's been remixed, and I loved it. It was very cool. I hope you liked it too. You can grab that Grum Trencher album on Bandcamp and Ampwall. It is called The Bat and the Hellebore. That remix is exclusive to those two platforms, so it won't be streaming. And before that, Dumbest Girl Alive Megafauna remix, which I have lovingly titled Dumbest Fauna Alive, a song I made for my show, which I'm not going to talk about anymore. We're done. We've talked about it, we've addressed it, and we're going to move on to some extremely cool and good news, which is that this year I was nominated, I mentioned, for 3 NCRA Crabo Awards. One for Breaking Barriers, one for a journal or magazine, and one for syndicated show. And I'm thrilled to finally be able to announce that I was the winner of the NCRA Crabo Award for syndicated program. It's very exciting. I'm really kind of, I'm almost like giddy about it, which maybe it doesn't sound like, but it's just very cool. This is now the second national award that Sierra Moose Radio has won, and the fourth, and that's 4 that I have been nominated for, which is extremely, I'm truly honored by it. And so there you go. The episode that won, I believe, was Banned Books, Genocide and Banned Books, which I will post around later on if you want to check that one out. I'm on cloud 9 about it. I'm very, very pleased and privileged to receive that award. All right, folks, I got music for you. I wanted to play a bunch of music for you last week. We'll come back and talk about some other stuff after a bit of a music break. So there you go. Here we go with some more tunes for Yoons. All right.
I know that I won't live forever. I fought with death 1,000 times and I came out on top. What's one more night? Let's risk it all to chase the feeling. I'm dancing on the ceiling till the music stops. So pour some strong or don't pour it all. Cause a night like this could be the last one. So I'll drink it till my liver and my head put up a fight. I'll stay up till the sun is red and every barrel's dry. All the ones that got me here, I gathered here tonight. Raise the glass, so always living life. Born to die. Like we ain't born to die.
Long days lead to longer nights. Make plenty mistakes, couple wrong turns. Guess that's just life.
So pour some strong or don't pour at all. Cause a night like this could be the last one. So I'll drink it till my liver and my head put up a fight. I'll stay up till the sun is red. Till my liver and my head put up a fight. I'll stay up till the sun is red and every barrel's dry. All the ones that got me here are gathered here tonight. Face a glass, so always living life like we ain't born to.